Welcome back to Mormon Channel. As I've talked to and met people in the gospel, I've always admired those who are living the gospel on their own. And many of you might be the only members of the church in your family or might be the only active members of the church. So keep listening as we talk about how to remain connected with your families while living your religion. Although there's so much joy that comes from living the gospel, at times it can also be a struggle, especially when your family doesn't agree or doesn't understand your religion. So today I brought with me my friend Rachel and my sister-in-law, Rachel, who I'm going to be talking to about her experience. Rachel was baptized about 3 years ago, right?
Right.
When you were 18.
Yep.
And so we're going to have her just share her experience and what has helped her. Tell us first about your story, just how you came to know about the gospel and what made you want to be part of it.
Well, I grew up in Utah, so I was always surrounded by the gospel. I had all of my friends were like LDS, so I always had their example to live by. And I always thought it was kind of interesting, and they always had good standards, and I liked the way that they lived. So it always intrigued me. And then I ended up going to church one day, and I felt the spirit like no other, and it just hit me, and I knew that I needed to start meeting with the missionaries, and it just took off from there.
Yeah. Did somebody like invite you to come to church?
Yeah. So it was actually a missionary farewell. So it was interesting. It was a really awesome meeting, and yeah, I went with a friend and it was incredible. I couldn't deny the spirit. So
you decided to be baptized, and how did your family take that? Were they understanding, or how did that go about?
So fortunately for me, my mom was also going through it at the same time as me. So we were getting baptized together. So luckily I had her by my side to kind of get through it, but it was hard with my family because they don't understand the church and they don't understand why we wanted to get baptized. And it was really hard. They disagreed with our decisions, but I mean, their family, they still loved us, and they decided that if we were happy, they were happy, and we kind of just had to agree to disagree.
Right, right. Who do you feel like you had the most struggle with as far as family?
Yeah, I'd say my dad, just because we have a really close relationship, and I think that he was just the most confused when I told him I wanted to get baptized, just because he doesn't understand, and he is not involved in the gospel at all. So it was really hard to kind of see eye to eye on that decision. But at the end of the day, like I said, he wanted me to be happy, and he knew that's something that made me happy.
Perfect. And since being baptized, what do you feel has been your biggest struggle as far as being able to incorporate your religion into your life and also having your family, knowing that you guys don't agree all the time?
Well, when I first got baptized, I almost felt like I had to sneak around when I was doing things that had to do with like the church. Like if I would go to the temple, I almost felt like I had to sneak out of the house without anybody seeing and knowing where I was going.
Yeah.
And looking back, it's so silly. And I don't know, just little things like that. I almost felt like I couldn't share anything with them because I just thought they wouldn't be interested and they'd be upset if I tried to share anything with them. But the longer it's been, it's made it easier for them to kind of understand where I'm coming from, and they can see how happy it makes me and kind of understand more about the gospel. So, I mean, the more open I am with them, the more understanding they can be.
Do you feel like they've opened up also, like since you being baptized to now, that they've been a little more open?
Yeah, I would definitely say they have been. I think the more open I've been and willing to share little things here and there, like the more receptive they've become. But I mean, it's still hard here and there. So
Yeah, definitely. So how do you handle situations, you know, that are still going on when there might be confrontation or disagreements about religion?
Just understanding that they don't understand things the same way I do now that I have the gospel in my life, and we just have different foundations and ways of thinking about things. So I think I have to take a step back and understand where they're coming from. And
right.
We kind of just have to understand that we don't see things the same way, but at the end of the day, we're family and we have to come together and love each other, even though we disagree on a lot of things.
Yeah. What advice would you give other people, maybe other younger people, you know, your age as well, that are investigating the gospel or that have been baptized and are going through a similar situation?
I would say, oh man, well, when I first got baptized, I was always scared to share things with my family because I thought they'd get upset if I like told them about what happened at church that day or when I went to the temple or this or that. And so I felt like I was being really secretive, but the longer it's been, the more open I've been. Like I said, it's just been a lot easier and they just have a better understanding of what the gospel is rather than having it be such a big secret. And I don't know, I'd say just be open and still love them, even though they may not want to join the gospel in this life. Still love them and be that example to them because that's what they need. And I personally think that me living the example of the gospel in my family and in my household has really helped my family members to see what it's really about rather than kind of having these like stereotypes of Mormons and people living the gospel. They can see that it's what I'm doing and it's not so weird.
Yeah. So. And I love that you said that, you know, your family might not accept the gospel in this life, you know, and for people at home, maybe your family, as much as you want them to, won't be open to that idea yet. But like Rachel said, just by living your example, loving them, don't change and leave them behind just because you became a member of the church. Don't make everything just about the church and leave them behind. And so they think, oh, the church completely changed her or anything like that. No, just keep working on yourself, keep bettering yourself and be kind and respectful to people's ideas, even if they don't agree. Rachel, thanks so much. Thanks for coming. This was easy, right?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks so much for sharing your story. And for you guys at home, let us know what you thought. Leave us a comment below. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow.